This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One T or two T's? Right, just trying to get everybody on the same page. Hi, 7 after the hour. This is the time of the morning when you stop everything else that you're doing and you listen to me or to Victoria Keelan, or if you really want to know what's going on, Kara Schillen has her finger on the pulse because she knows the story behind the story of why Bella Thorne was kissing another woman. No. Can you imagine? First, we had to find out who Bella Thorne is.
I saw the picture and I can't imagine.
What, the two of them kissing?
Yes.
Why?
Because I looked it up.
No, I mean, looking at, there was a tweet suggesting Miss Thorne, who has been in television programs. What else has she been in?
She's been on the Disney Channel. I think she was on a show called Shake It Up, which was about dancing, I think.
She's shaking it up now.
She's kind of the newer generation of Disney because she's fairly
bisexual.
Young.
So
she's, because she's 18.
Now.
So what's the big deal with people, male or female, coming out as bisexual or any thing? What is the, why does
the world find it fascinating? I mean, she's not the one who made a big deal about it. I mean, she did have some tweets, but basically she posted a picture and, or I guess it was on Snapchat actually, and then someone asked her if she was bisexual and all she said was yes. She had a very minimal response. But I guess that people who are in the LGBT community still don't necessarily see themselves represented on TV that much, and people just want to see that. So,
how, if you're a parent and you know that your children are following the Disney Channel and they know who Bella Thorne is, how do you discuss this with them? I'm just looking. I went to a website called bisexual.org, and the first thing you see is a picture circle with a big capital B and a small I. So what is there about this? Is it necessary for parents to discuss this sort of thing at all with their children? Do we bring people into these? How old would a Disney watcher be? 6, 7, 8, 9? How old are the kids that are watching these shows?
Somewhere around there, although I think a decent amount of people are probably in their early teens.
Yeah, I'd say preteen.
Yeah.
Or tween.
Yeah. So will this contribute to children as they grow up thinking, well, maybe I'm bisexual? As they get carried that far,
maybe.
I'm sure some parents think about it.
But I think in that situation, it's more people who are already thinking it.
Yeah.
And then realizing, oh, this is a thing, maybe that's me. It's not the situation of, oh, this person that I admire is bisexual. Maybe I will be too. You know, it's not
maybe
people.
Maybe I will be.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's the difference between, oh, like, I think people are scared that they're going to see this and then their kids are going to decide to be that way. And
is it more acceptable to be bisexual if you're a woman than a man?
Huh. Yes.
Yes, I would say so.
Because there tends to be, and I don't think that this is true, but there tends to be a stigma against bisexual men where women and other men and gay men say, oh, well, if he says that he's bisexual, it just means, you know, that's the last stop before gay town.
Okay.
So he's on the train. He just hasn't fully gotten to the station yet. I mean, that's literally what my gay friends have said about other guys who have claimed to have been bi. But for whatever reason, it seems very acceptable for women to be bi and less acceptable for men.
So, and in fact, I have many friends who are gay, and I don't like to necessarily refer to their sexuality. And I don't know that I would refer to a woman's sexuality either, because it isn't that I'm uncomfortable. I just don't think it's any of my business.
Right.
And so what people do in their own lives, I think what I am getting to here is that I object to people wearing their sexuality on their sleeve. I think it's nobody else's business. You are who you are. You do what you do. It's none of my business. I don't want to know what's going on in your bedroom, and you don't need to know what's going on with in my bedroom, which isn't much at the moment, but it doesn't make any difference. In the long and the short of it, there is just some stuff that just needs to be private.
Right.
And yet, with the advent of all of this information that is at one's fingertips, the devices, everybody wants to or seems to be interested in all the nuances. And I don't know that it's the devices, but the information that's been available, everybody, the Kardashians, lay it all out. Or pick another name of a celebrity. Yesterday we were talking about what's-her-face from Friends.
Courtney Cox.
And laying out her plastic surgery and what I've done to my body.
Well, in that case, it's very obvious, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just, I suppose it is obvious, and people feel like they need to comment about things like that.
It makes her more relatable to admit that she regrets messing up her face. And in Bella Thorne's case, or any Kristen Stewart is another good example. She has recently come out with, she famously dated Robert Pattinson, had an affair with the director.
Right.
Yeah, she had an affair with the married director of the Snow White movie, which blew up his career. Didn't really affect hers that much. And now she's a lesbian. And now she's been dating a girl for the last, year and a half or whatever. So that kind of surprised a lot of people. But again, it won't surprise people if she starts dating a guy again. But if a guy did that and went back and forth between a guy and a girl, there is still a stigma attached to that.
Okay, so I'm messing around this website just for fun, bisexual.org, just looking around because I'm educating myself. I don't know.
I'm very impressed, by the way. Kudos to you. I'm very impressed by this.
Well, I'm looking around. So you know what? I just stopped on a posting. Rush Limbaugh warns that federally paid lesbian farmers could invade your town. What the heck is that?
What does that even mean?
What I saw.
Rush Limbaugh talking about lesbian farmers?
Yeah, what I saw is that basically Obama is trying to pay lesbians to become farmers to take over the last corner of the market that is, I guess, generally conservative. So, but I feel like
I don't even understand that. What Rush Limbaugh says is happening, or is that real life?
No, that is what the article that I saw about it was saying. Whether those were his exact words or what he meant by it, I do not know. But from what I've garnered, it seems like there are less and less farmers in the world. And so if lesbians want to be farmers,
Watch out, Doug. A lesbian in a Subaru with rescued pit bulls are going to show up at your door and take over your farm.
Out of here. So I'm looking at the comments on this. Abby, this lady comments, I see they let Rush out unsupervised again. And Simon writes, didn't know you could grow lesbians, thought they were born like every other human being. I'm sure the people listening to Limbaugh know what he's talking about. I have not I journeyed into that world for a long time, frankly. But I was having a conversation with a friend of mine yesterday who asked me if I knew Rush Limbaugh. And I said, yeah. He and I were friends early on because we started doing our programs about the same time. He started in August of 88, and I started in October of 88 during this program. And we crossed paths three or four times in the early years and had a good time with each other. But I haven't talked to him for years. He acknowledges me when he sees other people that know me, and that's nice. I don't need him to validate me, nor does he need me to validate him. But because he is such a force in the spoken word format, it's kind of fun just every once in a while to tune in. It's like eavesdropping. When you listen to somebody on the radio, don't you sometimes feel like you're like the really good programs, a program like this, I would say, I'm happy to say this is one of the really good programs because other people think this is one of the really good programs. And so when people listen, the idea is to think that you're eavesdropping on a conversation between some friends. And then you have your own thing you can share with us as a friend, either on the air at 888-302-3684. But I'm finding it more interesting. Yesterday we went through a number of tweets that were directed at things that we'd said. And I say this very lovingly. there are many people who call radio programs that you listen to now that have nothing to say. They just want to listen to themselves. They want to hear themselves talk. And good hosts on the air and good call screeners, like that's one of the jobs that Kara has, is to talk to you before you get on the air with me and or us. The idea is to find people who actually have something to say and can say it, which more and more is less and less the the trend. I was listening to a guy who does a program in Boston yesterday, and it was awful. The people, he was awful, and the people on the air with him. Does that sound crass or catty?
No.
This guy just isn't that smart, and that doesn't attract necessarily great people or great intelligence or intellect on the air either. Not that you all have to be intellects, but at least if you got a thought, be able to express it.
Well, yeah, there are definitely people who call in on every subject because they just want to say something.
Right.
Yeah, we've had people before. And it's not that they have, you know, it's not that they're super passionate about one topic we're talking about. They just want to get on the air and talk. It doesn't matter what the topic is. They'll find something to say about it. And I'm like, well, you know, I want someone who has passion or who really has an idea about something instead of, you know, wants to talk randomly about anything.
All right, I guess I can move on from the bisexual.org website. It's 18 past the hour with Doug, Victoria, and Kara on the air.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call quickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles Red Line Sales Event. Get rebates up to $2,500 or payments as low as $99 a month on a new V-twin powered Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the big wheeled Magna Bagger or the liquid cooled Octane, the most powerful Victory ever built. Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2014 through 2016 models and on 2017 Victory Octanes. Good through 8/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back to school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil, thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold it broke the internet with a pic of its cup.
So bold
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. that are microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Three half the hour now with Doug, Victoria, and Kara. Let's get started. This is normally the music portion of the hour, but every once in a while we find something, or I shouldn't say we, because this isn't me. Someone who stays up all night and listens to some of these late night show monologues tries to find something. We continue to try to take stabs at this to actually find something that's amusing. Have a hard time doing it, but we keep trying. We keep trying. Seth Meyers joke last night about Ryan Lochte.
Ryan Lochte is reportedly in talks to join the cast of Dancing with the Stars. Wow. You know, I knew he was in legal trouble, but I didn't know we were already at the sentencing phase.
That's funny. That's cute.
Is Dancing with the Stars, I mean, is it just supposed to be fun, or is it supposed to boost people's, like, careers? Because
it does in some instances.
Who would be an example of that?
Yeah, I was going to ask, has it ever done anything for anybody?
Whose career has been boosted?
A lot of former football players have been put back into the spotlight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of the football players tend to win Dancing with the Stars.
Really? Is that before they go for their brain exam or after?
Yeah, I don't know. Good question.
Mm-hmm. All right, anyway, here's in the music world, the latest from the Prince department. Can't have a week go by without something about Prince and who's trying to get at his dough. There are a lot of fans who are going to be gathered at Paisley Park for tours starting this fall. Now, open it up like Graceland, apparently, starting the first week of October. Announcement came yesterday. So, as I remember, Prince wanted to have some sort of a creative park here. People going there. It's a big, is the home 65,000 square feet? The park is 65,000. It's an acre and a half. Gotta be that.
The house the is massive.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really, it's that big. Wow. So, Prince wanted to do this. His sister, I'm still not pronouncing, is it Tyka, or that's how we pronounce it?
Tyka? I think it's Tyka.
Tyka, anyway. Press release came out yesterday. Only a few hundred people have had the opportunity to see the estate That was how many people, you know, during his lifetime, he obviously wanted to be private. Now fans from all around the world will be able to experience his world as the doors are open to this place. I've never actually even seen pictures or video of it. What's it look like?
It's a big, white, modern-looking kind of house, like 80s modern,
yeah.
Which is, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, old modern. Not necessarily modern anymore.
Yeah, formally 80s modern. Contemporary. Yeah.
The art is formerly known as Prince, and a house formerly known as modern.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. It's in Chanhassen, Minnesota. So you'll be able to go there. There'll be buses from the airport, I'm guessing.
Probably.
Main floor, right? That's where the recording studios are. That's where he developed his hits. And then tours of rehearsal rooms and a music club and a sound stage that he had where he would practice. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I have that. I would do that in my house.
There you go.
Come in and see the studio where I practice doing radio. Thousands of artifacts, a lot of things from his archives, wardrobes, awards, instruments, artwork, rare recordings will be on display. So you can do that. You go out there to that little town, Chanhassen, Minnesota, starting the 6th of October to visit Prince's Place. I should have a big neon sign over the gate to come in. Prince's Place!
I would love to go. I just have no idea where Chanhassen, Minnesota
Graceland?
Is. I've been to Graceland. Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah. It's actually, like many of these places, it's disappointing. Because not anywhere near as big as you think it will be. When you go out back and see the graves, that's kind of weird. And then when you look across the street at the airplanes he used to leave, that was what I found most interesting of the whole thing, other than the record collection in the new wing of the house. I thought the house was a big bore. And it was just not that big a house. It wasn't a mansion. People say, it's Elvis's mansion. It wasn't a mansion at all. And it's in a stinky part of town. It's really pretty rotten. We drive down the street a little bit, you get into a pretty seedy area. What I found most interesting were the two airplanes across the street.
Airplanes were very cool.
Yeah, they are cool. Yep. All right, so anyway, let's move. Oh, wait a minute. Look at the time. Why did I get the...
Look at the time.
My God, it's 29 past the hour already.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Thankful for today. It is a beautiful day. A beautiful day. Every day is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm Doug with Victoria Carasone is at the controls in our studio facilities in Washington. I'm on my farm in Massachusetts. And Victoria is in New York on her farm.
My urban
farm. So there's some good news from outer space. There is a new twin to the Earth. A planet that's been discovered, and if you want to do the math with me right now, it's 4.25 light years away. Multiply 182,000 miles per second times 60 per so a minute, 60 for an hour, 24 for a day, 365, and you kind of figure out how many moments it'll take to get to Proxima Centauri. It's in the southern sky, but you can't see it unless you have a telescope. We're going to send some telescopes up in the next year or so to see whether or not this planet has an atmosphere. It's not too far from Alpha Centauri, but it's something that's just now coming into the focus. God knows how we figured this out, but it has water on the surface. We can't see it, but yet we can see it. And that, that kind of blows your mind, doesn't it? There is, now you're not going to be leaving next month to go up there, but we'll figure out how to get there. And because it is, they've been able at NASA to determine that this planet is very much the same as the Earth in size, in substance, gravity is the same, all that sort of thing. The only change is that it circles the sun every 11 days. So that would make things kind of weird in the daytime and the nighttime. But other than that, it's pretty much the same. But how do you know? You realize you did the math already, right? Everybody's done the math?
Yes, we're awesome at math and light years.
Anyway, I suppose that's good news. People breathing a sigh of relief. Okay, we have some place to go after we ruin this place. We can go ruin something else. Hello. Bad news today. 9-year-old boy and his family were held by the TSA in Phoenix by these morons for an hour. This is a traumatic, or just another one of these stupid, stupid, stupid things by these stupid, stupid, stupid people. You get my drift? This young boy has a bad heart, so he's got a pacemaker. So he's going through the usual situation. Hold your hands up and you go through the x-ray machine. This youngster's name is Shelle Bergstrom. He and his mother going, they were going to Phoenix, to Sky Harbor Airport. He had a heart condition when he was born, and they had to do 15 open-heart surgeries on this kid, and he had to have a pacemaker to stay alive. Because he has a pacemaker, he can't go through the scanning equipment at the security checkpoint, so he presents his medical paperwork and gets screening, a pat-down, you know, that kind of stuff. Which is exactly what the TSA website says, individuals with pacemakers and other medical devices, they have to do that. But according to his mother, Ali, when they asked for an alternative screening for this youngster, agents said he needed to have they needed a special exemption. From there, the mother says armed police officers and TSA agents subjected them to lengthy and demeaning searches. So there's a Facebook post about this incident. Can we find it? And we'll share it. Okay, Victoria, let's share it on Facebook, our Facebook page, and put it on Twitter as well so you can see what a bunch of morons we're dealing with here. One of the agents told him some terrorist plots use children with pacemakers. So this kid obviously looked like he was a terrorist, right? Looked like he was some...
He's a white boy. Which
yeah, hello.
Isn't to say that he couldn't be a terrorist, I guess, but... Like a little 9-year-old normal-looking boy.
The TSA said they are reviewing the incident. Yeah, you go ahead and do that. This is why people have no respect for authority, no respect for the government, no respect for any of this torture, because it's theater. It doesn't do any good. It really doesn't. People say, oh, well, they've stopped terrorists. Really, show me one place where the TSA on its own has stopped some terrorist plot.
Yeah, and the most annoying thing to me is when people do, you know, people on social media will comment on stories like this and say, oh, well, or, you know, police stories where people are pulled over and say, oh, well, if you just do what you're supposed to do, it won't be an issue. But, I mean, in cases like this, you follow
the
website says you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And they've obviously done it before because he's had a pacemaker his whole life.
Right.
And yet, you're still not treated the way that you're supposed to when you do the right thing. It's just... doesn't make any sense.
Nope, and it's again why there's no respect. I have zero respect for this organization. None. Zero. All right, speaking of terrorism, the French have lost $1 billion in tourist revenue this year. Safety concerns cost them $850,000 to $1 million a day. The attacks in Paris last fall, worst in the past decade, and that sent people elsewhere. Imagine, the Belgian economy has suffered, the French economy has suffered. Nobody's going to go to Italy for a while because they're all going to be afraid that there's going to be an earthquake and that'll, you know, ruin their trip, or worse, they could get killed. What's the total up to, by the way, now it's a 247, the last I heard, but I think it's higher than that now after the 6.2 magnitude earthquake there yesterday. A couple of small towns basically leveled, and the best thing about this, if you want to look on the bright side of it, is how people in these circumstances, no matter where they are, come together to aid their countrymen. It's really quite rewarding to see all these people just running in. Some have no fear. One of those buildings could, if it's not all the way down, who knows what could, there are tremors. There's a 4.2 last night in the same area. So it's not like the aftershocks have gone away. But people, whether they're thinking about it or they're just sort of trusting their gut, we're going to go in and get that person. And it reminds me of September 11th, frankly. This kind of stuff reminds me of September 11th. And when nobody really thought about what they were doing, they just did it. And that's, there's a greatness in the human condition that's reflected by those actions. I just think it's kind of cool. So, but this is going to raise hell with their economy, no question about that. Tourism, Italy's a wonderful place to visit. What great things.
I've always
great
wanted to go.
History.
I've never been.
Ah, it's a great, great country.
It just looks beautiful.
It is. It's a beautiful country. It really is. A lot of crazy people. I mean, the people, the older people are crazier than the younger people. But they are. They're crazy. In a nice way. It's just a nice kind of crazy. How is it that you're Irish through and through and through, Victoria?
True.
So how is it? But did you tell me that there's some Italian? Is your mother? Who's on in your family that's Italian? Because that's
nothing.
The thing. Irish. I thought there was somebody in your family. Well, then
no.
Someone else that I know that I've talked to recently is thoroughly through and through Irish, and he or she married a thoroughly through and through Italian. It happened a lot in my town of Framingham. Biggest.
Is it our girl there. Nicole?
No, she's. I think the fellow that she's married is Portuguese. But I'm just. It's really kind of fascinating to see how this happens in many places in a country where the Italians and the Irish used to be kind of at odds with one another. And then eventually, how many, are you, I bet you can all know, you may not know it, but I bet you do know at least a couple of people, a couple of couples who are, one's Italian, the other one's Irish.
Well, I'm in one of them. I am one of those couples. My boyfriend, Louis, is 100% Italian.
Yeah.
On both sides of his family, there's nothing else.
Does his last name sound Italian, really?
Pellegrino.
That's pretty Italian.
Yep. Unfortunately, not related to the
water. You're the person I'm talking about. You're it.
I don't think you knew that his last name was Italian.
No, I didn't.
He just told me. Both sides of his family are completely Italian all the way back there. Like, if we get married, or I should say when we get married, if we have kids.
Ooh, get that. Hold on a second, Kara. Did you get that on tape?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Send that to Lewis.
Right now.
Send it to Lewis.
I would say it would be more when we have kids that we will be breaking the 100% pure Italian mold. On his side of the family, so I'm not sure how they feel about that.
Well, they don't apparently feel too good about a lot of things. So
yeah. True.
You won't be hurting anybody.
Right.
All right, 44 past the hour. Gender matters or does it? Of next year.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Free advice for better living. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Doing what works can backfire if you start coasting. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith doesn't coast.
When we're successful, we get trapped into just repeating what we're doing over and over again. When we get positive recognition, we're successful. Sometimes at the expense of doing stuff that in the short term doesn't pay off, but in the long term is going to make a huge difference in our lives. So I really started working on that myself, and I've used that now in my life a lot, so I keep trying to grow and write and do new and different things, as opposed to just be repetitive.
Do you have a bad habit you'd like to break? Is there someone at work or in your personal life who's causing you grief? Doing What Works offers help for these and many other life issues every day here on the radio. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 12 packs of mechanical pencils for just 75 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Oh, put a boop, boop, beep, beep. The situation in the election, a lot of people still focused on Hillary as a candidate and as a woman, which I find offensive, frankly. I wish we could grow up and stop talking about the glass ceiling and a woman, even though this would be the first time there's a woman president, if in fact she's elected, like Barack Obama, he was black. So in some people's minds, that made him more qualified. And that's what I resent. The black people got out and voted for him the first time. They didn't turn out in droves the second time because they were, many of them, disappointed. But the same thing is happening now. Women are going to vote for Hillary. I don't know that that's the case.
I don't know that it's necessarily, I don't know if qualified is the right word. I think relatable, maybe.
So that means that men don't relate? I don't know what
no,
that means.
No, but I'm
what
saying that maybe women feel like they can relate more to a, and obviously it's not everyone because Jen certainly doesn't feel that way.
No.
But maybe women feel that they can relate more to a female president and that she's going to.
But is that a reason to elect them?
Well, I don't know.
Like,
I'm
thinking about Golda Meir and Israel
I mean,
and Margaret Thatcher and now.
I guess maybe that applies more to when you brought up Barack Obama. That black people
voted for him because he was black. That didn't mean he was more qualified. He was
I know, and
black.
That's why I said that qualified is not the right word.
Yeah.
I think that people in the black community maybe felt that they could relate to him more than other presidential candidates.
Is it dangerous for Trump to call Mrs. Clinton weak? Does it look like he's a sexist when he talks about her stamina? If Clinton said the same thing about Trump, would it have the same impact? My answer to that is no. It wouldn't.
No.
There is a gender bias. And whether it's true or it isn't or fair or not, it is where a lot of people's head is.
Well, I mean, look, we without getting too far into it, I mean, we already know Trump felt that Megyn Kelly couldn't interview him properly because she may have had her
gross.
Period.
God,
I mean, it's gross. So obviously he's the kind of misogynist who, feels that no woman can actually, except for his daughter, who apparently is the only exception.
His wife, no?
I mean, what has he really said about Melania? I mean, there to say?
He cares about his daughter, though.
Yeah, he does.
He's pretty smart.
Well,
she should be running for
public,
president instead of him. Well, you don't think he does? I don't think the kids would be that close if there was a rift between them.
I don't think there's a rift, but I just don't know that they're as close as he's now presenting them to be. I don't know. He's made comments in the past when he was on Howard Stern about he doesn't see his kids, he just writes a lot of checks for schools. So I don't really know.
All right, 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Wow, look at this again.
It's Tech Talk time.
I say this pretty much every day. Hey, this is one of those, what do they call it, marks, it's not a mark. What do they call these things when you are, like, watching? It's appointment listening. That's what it is. And so because people are interested in technology, you know, we have pretty interesting stories and can bring you up to date on things that you may be confronting or trying to figure out in a simple, more simple way. Thus the idea behind Tech Talk. But it's just every day. That's one of the things when I go through the program for as many hours as I'm on the day that you sort of slide into. Every day the conversation is different in terms of our general conversation because there are different things going on in the world around us and much more stimulating things to talk about. Every day there are different technology things to focus on, but the fact that we do it at the same time, I find it really pretty interesting that the time goes by as quickly as it does. All right, so having said that, time for us now. Remember when the Russians were coming? Remember that movie? You don't remember that movie. Why am I asking the two of you to waste the time? That is. Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Some people will remember that. So now we can apply that to hacking. We'll talk about that, plus a focus on your Instagram filter here.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Pressing for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
All right, 56 past the hour. Just a brief review of the news on the Russians at it again, hacking. It is maybe I don't even need to talk about this because it becomes silly, because it's just, you know, they're hacking into everything, anywhere, every. So why do we pay attention to
it? Or they're trying to, yeah.
Yeah. So why do we even give them credibility? I probably shouldn't have even brought that up. Right? I take it all back, folks.
Rewind. It didn't happen.
No. All right. So now Instagram. Let's focus on this filter and what it is that science is doing research-wise. It's very interesting that as much focus is being placed on this as is the fact, Victoria.
This is a new study that came out of Harvard and University of Vermont. They worked together, researchers worked together on this project. It sounds bizarre, but it turns out it's really interesting, and this blew up the internet yesterday afternoon. Researchers at both universities say they're not only able to screen for depression based on the filter that you use on your Instagram photos, but they can also diagnose your depression correctly 70% of the time. That's a huge percentage of accuracy based on what filter you use. And for example, the filter Valencia, which if you're an Instagram user, you know that that's a bright and it's a bright saturated filter that adds a tone of yellow. If you think of Valencia oranges, it adds a tone of yellow to your photos. Those photos, those tend to be more popular with happy, non-depressed users of Instagram.
Yay!
And Inkwell, which is a very moody black and white filter, that corresponded the most to people who were depressed. They analyzed almost 44,000 Instagram photos from 166 volunteers who were paid to participate in the study. And each participant was given a survey on depression levels and things like that, and then they came up with this 70% accuracy. So if you see people who have a lot of black and white photos on their Instagram feed, you may want to check in with them if they're your friend, because there might actually be something more to it, and there might be something going on with it. And also, the more depressed people were, the more pictures they posted on Instagram.
Huh. Look at that peaceful, easy feeling. All right. The Russians hacked into the New York Times website, by the way. That's what we were talking about. 59 past the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.